Hello!
Nice to meet you.
We're actually going now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna call her a Baydestrian because you know she's originally from Vallejo, so we get to claim her.
I am.
707.
An incredible singer, songwriter, musician, Grammy Award winner. Ladies and gentlemen, her is in the studio.
Hey, what's up? Thank you. This is a dream come true for me. This is the station I grew up listening to.
Hello.
Like, I'm dead serious. I walked in like, wait a minute, what am I doing right now? This is crazy.
Oh my God, which means I'm old then.
Yes, it does.
You were just at Coachella?
I was.
How was that experience for you?
Honestly, it was really windy. No, it was insane.
You didn't come out for a while because the wind was so bad.
Yeah, it was a whole thing with the delay. You know, festivals, it's all, you never know what's going to happen. But definitely had a huge sea of people out there like going so hard for me, and I fed off their energy, so it was really just super fun.
Okay, so you're from the Bay, you grew up listening to us, that's awesome.
Yes,
we love to hear that. So I imagine the Bay is always home to you. What else does the Bay mean to her?
You know what, the Bay Area is a community that's supported me since I was really, really young, locally in Vallejo, but the Bay Area is where a lot of legendary musicians come from. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's in my blood automatically. So yeah, I always carry that with me everywhere I go.
Speaking of young, you were signed really young. You were signed at
14 years old, yeah, to RCA.
I mean, how do you even comprehend that? Like, you're signing a contract, right? Obviously, your parents, I'm sure, are there. But you're like, I'm signing a record deal at 14.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I didn't realize it in the beginning, like, when I was that young, what it was necessarily going to mean. I just knew it was like steps towards being able to do music for the rest of my life. Like, that's what it was for me.
For the people that may not be familiar with her yet, you know, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, especially your name? I love the story. I know it, but I know they don't. So tell us the story of how you came up with her.
Yeah, so her stands for having everything revealed. When I was 16, 17, you know, going through things that young women go through in high school, your first heartbreak or, you know, things like that, coming into a young woman. You know, I always said, I'm not going to be that girl when I was like 15. I said, I'm not going to be that girl that falls for this guy. I'm not going to be that girl that does this or, you know, makes these mistakes. And I became her, became that girl. So, you know, it's just about accepting that transition from being a young woman to an adult. It's a tough thing. And I was writing this really honest music that represented that time period, and not realizing it was going to resonate with people. You know, it was hard for me to release this music, so I wanted to do a cover for my EP that was just a silhouette, so nobody knew what I looked like, how old I was, where I came from, or anything. And all they had was the music and the message to listen to. And eventually, you know, people started saying, this is my diary, this EP is my diary. I'm like, really? Yours too? Like, that's crazy, you know? This is personal to me. And yeah, now I feel like I've become this voice for young women, and I'm, you know, reaching bigger levels now and being able to perform on the Grammy stage and still keep it about the music.
So you had the Grammy performance this year. I mean, what? Butterflies like crazy, I imagine, before you hit that stage?
So much anxiety, you know, in a good way.
How do you get through that? The anxiety.
I took a nap before.
Really?
No, I took a nap beforehand.
How could you even sleep?
Yeah, it was too excited. I was definitely really excited. But I just had to remember that I needed to prove to these people, like, this is why I'm nominated. Right. You know, this is why I'm here. And I had to prove something to myself, like, you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
And things like the Grammys and Coachella, you're not only performing in front of fans, but all the artists are there, too, that you look up to or you grew up with. So then that's even added. That did you feel that pressure? Like, yeah, I really do have to.
Yeah. When I was on that stage, it almost motivated me to give an even better performance, knowing that everybody was watching me, because I got to show these people, like, this is what I'm about. You know, I can't fold at that point. Like, you got to show people who you are.
What's one thing her needs or does every day? What's that thing that, whatever it is?
I just need like a second or two, like just alone, you know, like whether it's in the corner of the room, you know, where I'm just listening to music and I'm kind of zenning out and just being, not thinking about the next move.
Well, congratulations on all the success thus far.
Thank you.
And Coachella, and you're back again this weekend.
I am.
Yay, yeah. I'm going to be there this weekend.
Yes, you will.
First time.
No way, you're going to have
She's
a great time.
You to get her backstage. Don't leave her alone. Like, don't be asking her for no
I'm
party
just like,
passes.
What's the biggest advice to Coachella? Like, you have to wear a bandana because it's always windy.
It's super windy and dusty, but have a good time.
I will definitely be checking you out at Coachella this weekend.
Cool.
And this song is So Many Feels. We're going to play it right now. Why don't you introduce it?
Yes, this is my song. This is my baby, honestly. Thank you guys for the love and support. This is Hard Place.
I wanna believe what you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong. Telling me to relax when I'm reacting, but I'd rather fight and lose sleep at night. At least you're mine. And if I have to choose my heart or you, I'm gonna lose, yeah. What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place. Oh, I wish there was a I even have a choice when I'm gonna have to pick my poison. How you hurt me so good, so good. And even when you cause tears, you're the one to wipe them away. Maybe that's the reason I stay, I stay.